Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As is the case at the end of every election cycle, things are beginning to get goofy. It stems from a combination of political advertisement overload and a sense of panic on the part of some voters who ignore the entire political process and only engage in the final days before the election. Now, don't get me wrong, thank goodness they are engaging rather than sitting home letting someone else choose our leaders, then complaining on November 4th that things didn't quite go the way they'd expected. One of the most frequent calls we get at our office is from people confused by the onslaught of political ads. They call us saying they didn't realize that their favorite candidate, someone they voted for years, is really the dragon mentioned in the book of Revelation, because that's what they're seeing on the TV ads. Those same ads which are meant to cause doubt, fear, and confusion in hopes that the voter will not vote in that race, or better yet, vote for a candidate who opposes everything they hold dear but seems like a nicer person. Adding to the confusion are people like Pastor John Piper, who announced this week that he's not voting for either presidential candidate because he believes it's a mistake to think that the, quote, deadly influences of a leader come only through his policies and not also through his person. At least he's consistent. In 2016, he said both Trump and Clinton should withdraw from the race. I admit, I had the same struggles in 2016 until a good friend reminded me that we're electing a commander-in-chief, not a pastor-in-chief. I think it's far more important to elect someone with an abrasive personality who's consistently right on the issues rather than someone with a great personality who's consistently wrong on the issues. I'm personally thrilled that because of promises made in the last presidential election cycle, we now have 3 new Supreme Court justices and over 200 young federal judges who will stand as a bulwark against liberal social policies for the next 30 years. Proof positive that elections do have consequences. Something on my personal wish list is that this year will be the end of 16 years of political gridlock at the state level. Ever since 2004, the voters of Montana have chosen conservative majorities in the House and Senate and a liberal governor. Time and again, we've seen strong pro-life, pro-religious liberty, and pro-Second Amendment legislation passed by the legislature only to be vetoed by a governor with a liberal worldview. It's frustrating to say the least. So to those people who call our office confused by the political ads, our advice is simple. Turn off the TV, quit watching the political ads, and go read the party platforms. All of the candidates line up almost 100% with their party's platform, so choose candidates from the party whose platform most closely aligns with your personal values. It's the easiest way to cut through the political chatter. And one final thought. Depending on how Tuesday's election turns out, America could soon look like a very different country. We're a country divided right down the middle. If you're a conservative who believes in the tenets of the Constitution, then please vote for the sake of our children and grandchildren. And may God save our republic. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti, reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.